Between efforts to mitigate the spread of coronavirus and the largest earthquake Utah has seen in 28 years, there is a lot of uncertainty right now. It's hard for everyone to deal with, but children especially may find themselves confused when large, scary current events like these dominate the news cycle. When it comes to helping kids navigate these kinds of events, there is no one who did it quite like Mr. Rogers.
There are people in the world who are so sick or so angry that they sometimes hurt other people, and they're usually the ones who end up in the news.
What does assassination mean?
Have you heard that word a lot today?
Yes, and I didn't know what it meant.
Well, it means somebody getting killed in a sort of surprise way.
Well, Fred Rogers is no longer alive and can't provide the information he did during events like the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr., or the explanations he provided for why there are so many violent things in the news. Vonda Jump Norman, an associate professor at Utah State University and the director of the Family Places Trauma Resiliency Project, says caregivers can follow his lead when they talk to kids.
What we need to do is give kids information. And I think that's exactly what Mr. Rogers would do. He'd give kids information because this is power. And the more kids know, then the more they can be armed with information.
Norman says if adults talk about things in hushed tones, kids won't feel as though they can ask questions about those things.
What we want to do, particularly for younger kids, is to use simple language that they understand. And we can use the word virus because this is a word that's being thrown around a lot. And just say that, you know, this is something that makes people sick.
When talking about coronavirus with kids, Norman says to help them understand that children are less affected by the disease and that washing their hands is something they can do to protect themselves.
They might find a song that they like to sing while they're washing their hands, like the ABC song for young kids. Older kids might choose their own.
After the quake on Wednesday morning, earthquake concerns may arise for some children as well. And Norman says there are things caregivers can do to help kids feel in control.
My grandson today, after the earthquake, they live in Salt Lake City and they felt it and they woke up as a result of it. So my daughter explained what was happening. So he called and he FaceTimed us and he showed us what's happening with the aftershocks. He showed us what you do in the event of an earthquake. He showed us how he would get under their table. And he's not the least bit worried because he's been empowered with information.
Despite these efforts to empower children, kids may still feel unsafe during times of uncertainty. Norman says this is a good time to remind them of another piece of Mr. Rogers' wisdom.
If children ever do feel like they're unsafe, he always said, look for the helpers. And so all of us have that opportunity, if a child is in distress, to be a helper for kids. And that includes our own kids. If our kids are in distress, then we are there to help them and to support their feeling of safety and security.
Norman also shared a cartoon that can be used to explain coronavirus to children, which will be posted on upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.